occasionally flooding can happen in a matter of a couple hours, especially if we have a lot of rain in such a short amount of time. And what we always talk about and try and hit home with is turning around if you approach roads that are covered in floodwater, because one, you never know how deep the floodwater is. And if it is deep enough, your car can get submerged and your car can get taken away by the current. And that puts you in incredible danger.
We've always had a history of tornadoes here, and even large track tornadoes here in Michigan. Tell me about that.
So over the last several years, you know, we've seen our fair share of tornadoes across Michigan. It's not uncommon to have several in the state. Now, they're usually spaced out a little bit more than the tornado outbreaks that you see down to the south. But, you know, we see severe weather starting to pick up in the month of April and getting actually more frequent as we head towards May, June, and July. That's usually our peak severe weather season across the area.
When we have a severe thunderstorm warning, what does that include?
So a severe thunderstorm warning can include anything from strong winds greater than 58 miles per hour, hail greater than quarter size, which is about an inch, and then could also include frequent lightning, heavy rainfall, not more specific to those damaging winds and large hail, but as the storms do roll through, heavy rain is also a potential factor. Lightning is also a potential factor. But even if we do have a severe thunderstorm warning, you never want to let your guard down because tornadoes can spin up very, very quickly. So you want to make sure you're inside and safe as that storm continues to push on through.
And then when a tornado warning is issued, what does that include, and what should people do?
So when a tornado warning is issued, that means there is a good sign that a tornado is likely going to form, whether on radar or whether they've seen damage being reported throughout that storm as it's passed through counties previously, or they've seen reports or heard reports that a tornado is on the ground. So you want to make sure you're in the lowest interior room, preferably a basement. But if you don't have a basement, make sure you go into a closet, a bathroom, anywhere away from windows, and make sure that you stay safe and let the storm move on through before you venture on out to see if any damage had occurred.
There is a statewide drill in a few days. So, Eric, what should people do when they hear the storm sirens?
So that drill is on Wednesday. I believe it's at 1 p.m. The sirens are going to go off statewide. Get a plan in place. Make sure you have a plan in place before Wednesday and treat it as an actual tornado warning. So go into that interior room. Go into the basement. Wait a few minutes. Make sure you take your family down there if the family is at home. I know it's during portions of the day where the kids will probably be at school. So the schools are all going to make sure that the kids know their tornado plan for all the schools.
Well, thank you, Eric Estrema. You can see him weekend mornings and evenings on WLNS 6 News. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.